From Washington, this is VOA News. New Gaza fighting erupts, and Iraq fights back against Islamic militants. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. New fighting erupted in Gaza today, jeopardizing Israeli-Palestinian negotiations over a lasting ceasefire in the enclave. Israeli warplanes launched airstrikes against Hamas militants in Gaza after three rockets fired from Gaza landed in southern Israel. The violence came as the warring sides were holding indirect talks in Cairo in a bid to extend a temporary Gaza ceasefire into a more enduring truce. But after the rocket fire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered his negotiators to return home. Meanwhile, a senior Hamas official said chances of securing a new agreement were evaporating. The U.S. State Department said it's very concerned about the new fighting and is blaming Hamas. Backed by a series of U.S. airstrikes, Iraq's military is fighting back against Islamic militants who have seized large swaths of land across the north and west of the country into Syria, declaring it a caliphate. Iraqi forces today took on the Islamic State group in the city of Tikrit. However, there are concerns of a heavily armed Kurdistan regional government that might seek to declare independence and cause the breakup of the Iraqi state. Henry Ridgewell reports.
On the outskirts of Erbil, the capital of Iraqi Kurdistan, traders display AK-47 assault rifles alongside other aging weapons and ammunition. Business is booming. After a decade of relative peace, the Kurds in northern Iraq believe their existence is threatened by the Islamic State militant group. The Kurds' Soviet-era arsenal is being updated as several Western countries, including the United States and France, have begun arming the Kurdish Peshmerga forces. This week, Kurdish forces, backed by the Iraqi army and aided by U.S. airstrikes, seized control of the strategic Mosul Dam from Sunni militants. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The World Health Organization says another 84 people have died in West Africa as a result of the Ebola virus, bringing the death toll from the epidemic to 1,229. The UN Health Agency announced today the number of confirmed and likely infections has risen to over 2,000. The majority of the new deaths were in Liberia, where authorities have struggled to contain the virus. The Liberian government says it has accounted for 37 suspected Ebola patients who fled an isolation center in Monrovia on Sunday. The information ministry said there was a misunderstanding among nearby residents. India's decision to scrap talks with Pakistan sets back the improvement of relations that began 3 months ago when a new Hindu nationalist government came to power in New Delhi. Anjana Pasricha reports.
India called off next week's talks between the foreign secretaries of the two countries after Pakistan's High Commissioner in New Delhi met with the Kashmiri separatist leader Monday over strong warnings by Indian officials that this will jeopardize the dialogue. The Pakistani High Commissioner was meeting more Kashmiri separatist leaders on Tuesday, deepening anger in New Delhi. As the meeting took place, activists staged noisy protests outside the Pakistan High Commission. Kashmir is divided between the two countries and has been the trigger for two of their three wars. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
Three relatives of Pope Francis have been killed in a car crash in Argentina. The Pope's 38-year-old nephew, Emmanuel Horacio Bergoglio, was driving in the central province of Córdoba when his small car struck a truck today, lodging beneath the rear of the vehicle. His sons, ages 8 months and 2 years, and their mother died in the crash. The 38-year-old Bergoglio remains hospitalized. He is the son of the Pope's late brother. The mayor of a U.S. town where police and protesters have clashed for 10 days after the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teen by a white policeman says there's not a racial divide in the city of Ferguson. The mayor told the U.S. television MSNBC today that the town is a model for the region. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.